Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
We have an exciting show, as always, but just to let our listeners, new and returning listeners, know that our message is to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by cure, we mean that after a while, you will not need our treatment as well. We have thousands of cases on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, in the form of radio shows, YouTube videos, case histories, interviews. What else do we need to talk about?
The last time?
Last time we had with us Dickie from Idaho. She came to us because she had a severe infection from mold. And after three treatments, actually, I think she only had two treatments. She was feeling so much better. She had abdominal pain. She couldn't breathe. And she had back pain from the past. Two treatments, and she's so much better.
Yeah, she works in a health food store for all her life. Mm-hmm. So she's very knowledgeable. She mostly went to alternative doctors. She had a lot of acupuncture treatment in Idaho. Mm-hmm. Never did work. But one or two treatment here, she's almost cured. Mm-hmm. So our treatment is very, very powerful.
Right. And today we have an incredible case to share with you regarding a patient with COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, as well as sciatic pain. And she was formerly on the lung transplant list at USC. So we're going to hear her story today. We're also going to talk about the big H1N1 quote-unquote pandemic that President Obama declared a couple weeks ago.
The national emergency.
And
every media is pushing for the vaccine, pushing.
And we're going to kind of...
It's a total hoax.
Yeah, and we'll talk
scam.
About that too. So let's get to our guest today first. Okay, I'd like to welcome our guest with us today, Nancy. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you.
Hi, Nancy.
Yeah. Nancy, why don't you... Nancy's case actually is incredible, so I'm just going to let you talk. Tell us where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see us, and what you've been suffering from.
Okay, I'm from California, and mm-hmm. I've lived here my whole life, mm-hmm. and I do marriage and family therapy for a living.
Okay.
But I've been disabled for about 2.5 years with COPD, mm-hmm. and... I went on the the lung transplant list at USC mm-hmm. about, it was February of 2008.
Okay.
And was on it for 17 months mm-hmm. and
How much did they tell you it cost?
I don't know how much it cost because it went through a Medicare program. Mm. Mm-hmm. But I would say I had to go in every 3 months mm-hmm. for all this testing. Mm-hmm. And I have a heart issue as well. And so they were going to give me two lungs and a mitral valve. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, what I found out at the end, a new doctor came on, and we had an interview together, and she said my chances of survival were about 30%. And if I had been on the table before she got there, that I only have had a 30% chance of survival, and they had told me I had 90%. Oh. The rest of the doctors.
Oh, my goodness.
So I immediately went off the transplant list and thought of what other things could I do mm-hmm. to make myself better. I don't do well as a patient. I'm much better at being proactive.
Right.
So I found you guys through a mutual friend who had just gone to you mm-hmm. and talked about the greatness of your treatment plan. And went to a reflexologist and went to pulmonary rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. And so the combination of those treatments, I really put most of it for you guys mm-hmm. And your treatments that I am doing so well. I used to be able to walk a half a block. I'm now walking half a mile.
Yes. Wow. Tell us what happened the first treatment.
After the first treatment, I breathed so well. Mm-hmm. I'm on oxygen, and I went from 4 liters per hour or per minute to 2.5 liters per minute, just overnight.
Overnight.
That's
after my first treatment.
After the first treatment, yes.
Yes. And Dr. Elaine treated you 2 more times, correct?
Correct.
So, and now you can walk half a mile.
Half a mile.
And how much oxygen are you on?
I'm on, I'm on 2 liters.
Oh, now you're on 2?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, so you've gone down again.
I reduced 50%. It again, and my goal is to get off of oxygen altogether.
You don't even sound short of breath at all.
Yeah, why do you need to be on oxygen? You really think you need to be on oxygen now?
I don't need to be on it when I'm resting.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
When I'm walking, I get short of breath.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. So we still have something more. So let me just give a little more detail. After the 3 treatments, once a week for 3 weeks, you had to wait 2 months from the first time. That's Medicare pays for 3 treatments every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
During this time that you regress a little bit. And this is what really bugs us, okay? We have this healthcare reform, $8 billion for Medicare prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing for treatment that heals you.
That's another thing. You are on Advair and steroids. Have you been able to cut any of that off?
Oh, yes. I quit the steroids.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And the Advair, which has a steroid in it,
mm-hmm.
I was on the 500 microgram, whatever kind of steroid it is, and I reduced that to 250.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to reduce it to 100.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, stabilize at 250 for a while, and then reduce it down to 100, and then hopefully you just get off of it.
Well, yeah, 2 more treatments come up, okay?
Yeah, in the 60
days. The unfortunate thing is that if you come once a week, by now you would be off everything.
Yeah,
believe
I'm
me.
Pretty sure.
It's much better to have it once a week instead of after 3 treatments, you wait for 5, 6 weeks.
Well, no, what I do with her is we have you come, every 2.5 weeks, so then you don't have to wait 6 weeks, because otherwise... It's too hard for her from the last treatment till it starts again. It's like 6 weeks.
Okay.
So that way, she comes every 2 to 2.5 weeks. I think that's better that way. Otherwise, they regress.
Oh,
yeah, I think they regress more.
As long as you do not get worse during the 2.5 weeks, that's good.
Yeah, I think you do pretty well in the
You sound so good.
You sound great. Yeah.
Last time, after 3 treatments and off for 5, 6 weeks, you were carrying the oxygen cannula, and you look pale and short of breath. Tell us what happened that 4th treatment.
The 4th treatment?
The fourth one.
The most recent one you had.
Yeah.
Oh, the most recent one. Oh, I just feel so great. I feel strong and relaxed, and mm-hmm. I'm doing an aftercare at Hogue Hospital,
mm-hmm.
Which is here in Newport Beach, for the pulmonary part of it. And I was there just yesterday.
What did they do?
All they do is physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Just stretching and exercising. It's that part is to keep me in a routine
of doing it. Do they notice
the only reason I'm taking it?
Right. Do they notice a difference with you?
Oh, what one physical therapist said, with your numbers, you should be 6 feet under, and look at you. Doing so well, none of us can even believe what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you only have four of our treatments so far, and the
four
other
treatments. Yes.
Yeah, and the conventional treatment would have give you a 30% survival and really expensive lung transplant. Let's say you survive that, okay? You had to be on chemotherapy.
Yeah, and immune
toxins, drug, immune suppression.
For the rest of your life.
How would you like to suppress somebody who is already weak, suppress the immune system? Then you get infections.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a country that's really weak in their army and police force. You want to suppress that. That totally makes no sense. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. If the body rejects something, that means that nature is telling you, dummy, you're doing the wrong thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I'm saying the people who recommended the lung transplant, that's what nature is telling them. That dummy, you have recommended the patient doing the wrong thing and giving her only 30% survival rate. That's no good.
Well,
I'd like to add
something to that, and that is after to have a lung transplant,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to basically stay away from people.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, because
so
what kind
in
of
order
life?
To feel stronger with a new lung,
well, you,
you're
why
on chemotherapy and all these immunosuppressants
you had to
so
find
that you can't go around and be around people and catch something.
Well, you had to find an island where there were people there. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it really is not a good idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Listen to you. No, the way you laugh, you couldn't do that. When you first come in, you were really short of breath, even with the oxygen on you.
Yes.
And how's your energy, Nancy?
Oh, my energy is incredible. That's something else I want to talk about. Thank you for mentioning it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's the first time that I went to see you guys. It was afterwards. I had so much energy. I'd get up in the morning and go, yeah, it's a new day. And I hadn't done that in so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't require as much sleep as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an overall, not only the lungs, but my entire life
mm-hmm.
has changed around these treatments.
Yes.
Oh,
I am so pleased, and I would want to actually, because it's Medicare, my insurance, because I am, somewhat disabled, I'm hoping that I'll get even past that so that I can get back to work full-time again.
Good for you.
I think we'll be able to do that for
you. That's my goal.
Yeah.
That's almost a 99%, believe me, because you have that drive.
Right. It's going to be a little harder because we can't give you as many treatments and,
that's what I want to say, too, is I'm going to try to talk with Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them what I've experienced
mm-hmm.
and how they wasted everybody's money on the every 3 month checkup at USC Hospital where I got absolutely nothing.
Hey, why don't you write a letter?
I got tested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'd like to write a letter.
Yeah, write a letter. We'll post it on our website. We'll send it to the White House. Because now, our healthcare reform had
nothing to do with health. Yeah.
Nothing to do with health. It had to do with politics, controls, more bureaucrats.
Right.
And all these bureaucrats that hired by the government, they're going to vote for them. That's it. That's not really a healthcare mm-hmm. reform. And we're supposed to reduce the healthcare expenditures.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
And right now, you increase it.
Yeah.
What doesn't make sense.
Well, Nancy definitely has a drive to do that, and
she has the intelligence.
Yeah.
The only thing is that, on top of that, I got to mention, the patient have a lot of responsibility.
Right, right.
And after the three treatment, you haven't yet alkalized, or the hot and cold. So you're learning. The patient had to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big responsibility. Okay, our treatment is to restore health. That's why you feel not only physically better or system better, but emotionally better.
Right.
Each injection we give you, each treatment you get, you're releasing some of the emotional trash that we all hold within our system. Each one of us do,
right,
including myself, hold grudges and stuff like
everyone.
That.
Everyone.
Okay? But those make you sick. Okay, if you forgive and laugh and be and relax, okay, you do so much better.
Mm-hmm. Finally, also you had some sciatic pain. How's that doing?
Oh, actually, since my treatment the other day, I don't have any sciatica pain right now.
Oh, good.
I didn't even treat you for the sciatic pain last time.
I gave her a couple. I gave her like two shots for that.
Ooh, you're getting better. Two shots. I probably have to do three shots.
So it's you're a competition now.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy, yeah, listen to her laugh. It's just amazing. No one would even know that you were on oxygen.
I'm going to have to call you the master and become the slave.
Hardly. I think I'm the one who's slaving.
We'll yeah, you guys got your own thing going there.
Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today. It's so wonderful for you to share your story and let people know that there are options out there. And, you know, whatever
yes,
you decide
this is
to...
a wonderful option.
Yeah.
Best I've had.
Yeah,
yes.
The best option I've had.
Whatever you choose to do, writing letters, we will support you and back you because we really think that,
yeah, actually,
you know,
we should videotape it and put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do that the next time
yeah,
she
we'll,
comes
we'll,
in.
We'll let people know what a lung transplant candidate can act
yeah.
like this.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll yeah. let you get back to your busy day then.
All right.
All right.
Thank
you,
very
Thank much. You so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom From Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. If you're just joining us today, we just had with us Nancy. She has been suffering from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease for the past 2 years, was on a lung transplant list at USC for 17 months. After the first treatment with us, I think she took herself off the list. She was on 4 liters of oxygen. After the first treatment, she went down to 2.5 liters of oxygen.
And she had so much energy.
Increased like energy. She
right after the treatment.
Cut off her medication. At this point, she's had 4 treatments with us in 2 months because Medicare only allows 3 treatments every 60 days. However, she's down to 2 liters of oxygen, and she's doing so much better. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Also to mention, this month in November, Dr. Tong's article was published in Townsend Letter, so you can pick up a copy of that and see what he's talking about, how he has helped reverse his aging process and improve his health. That article is also posted on our website.
I want to emphasize a little bit. You talk so fast on this as if that can be done every day. Historically, this can only happen in science fiction, reversing aging. You know, in my article in 2005, I look 15 to 20 years younger than 2003. Even though I'm 2 years older, I look 20 years younger. And then it got real sick.
Well, maybe 10, 15 years younger.
Okay, 10, 15 years younger. Okay, okay. That's still noticeably.
No, there was noticeable difference.
Yeah,
yes.
And then the next 3 years, I was back to the future. Back to the future, like 83, 84, 90. Okay, I was so bad. The photograph will scare you. And again, back in June, I recovered totally, almost everything. And right now, I look younger than June. So next year, I plan to look younger, and yeah. I'm going to write a book, okay, and share my experiences, how aging can be really reversed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to hear it from anybody else, see in the movies, except if it's science fiction. Because in the movie, it would not be realistic. But it is realistic. I know how to do it.
And we've just done this using our treatment, neuroenergetics.
And balance energy.
Balancing energy.
The energy paradigm.
Right.
Not the material paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about this whole H1N1 scare that everyone's getting scared about. It's in the media all over the place.
Okay, let me start way in the beginning. Okay, back earlier, okay, the government under the influence of all the people who have connection, conflict interest to the drug company, vaccine company, sitting on the different committees. Okay, the government get influenced and they spend $1.5 billion and bought 190 to 250 doses of this H1N1
million doses, right?
Million doses. Okay. So then by the summer, they found that not too many people were dying. I was keeping track of it. Maybe 500 or 600. So in August, CDC, the Center of Disease Control, stopped using blood tests to confirm which one are really H1N1.
And which one is just the
now,
regular
why do
flu.
They, why do any government agency suddenly stop doing that? That's totally unreasonable, irresponsible. Because they're supposed to keep this up and see whether something needs to be done. But because there are not too many people dying, so they stop counting and blame every flu-like syndrome as H1N1.
Mm-hmm.
So the hype about millions of people get infected, 1,000 deaths, there's not 1,000 deaths. Nothing that can be confirmed. So right now, what happened with the drug company? They get it $1.5 billion. Where do they get the money from? Our money, our tax money. So they are using our money and spend it on all the media. Almost everyone, the newspaper, any newspaper you see, they talk about vaccine, long lines and stuff like this. Of course, you scare them.
Mm-hmm.
Just before this declared national emergency, Time polls show that 62% of people did not want the vaccine.
Yes.
Okay, show them.
And
okay.
Another thing, just to let you know. So in Florida, out of 8,000...
No, wait just 1 second. Okay, this number come from... So CBS did a 3-month investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they keep going after the CDC. And CDC have no number for them. They just keep putting them up. So CBS Broadcasting actually did their own checking. They call up 4 big states, California, Florida, Georgia, and Alaska. And Elaine, you tell them what happened.
So in Florida, out of 8,853 specimens, only 17% of them were actually confirmed as H1N1. 17%. In California, out of 13,704 specimens, only 2%.
2%.
2%, folks, were H1N1. Okay, which is 2% is, out of that number, is 274 specimens. In Georgia,
that were H1N1.
The other 12% were flu, and the 86% were negative for flu, which means it was just some kind of cold or upper respiratory infection. Not even the flu. In Georgia, 3,117 specimens, also 2% were H1N1. And Alaska, 722 specimens, 1% was H1N1.
Folks, we need.
Now we're only talking about H1N1 too, and
yes.
The regular flu. All of them were less than 20%.
That's
just
incredible.
Flu.
Okay, we are spending $1 billion on the regular seasonal flu on the vaccine.
And that's another thing. Don't even go get your regular flu shot.
No, okay. You cannot get things that cause disorder to restore order, to treat any disease, to prevent any disease, is to restore health, and health is an order. You cannot put criminal that cause crime and say that you're going to prevent crime.
Yeah.
Okay, I guarantee you, okay, when everything all clear, we'll find out how foolish all this so-called scientific experiment.
I have a strange feeling, too. You know, you see on TV when the lawyers come and say, if you had the H1N1 flu, you can call us because you can be compensated for this. I can see that might happen later in the future. They've only tested it for 1 week before letting people receive the vaccine.
Okay, if there's a case, why don't we duck a tunnel and put drug trafficker, drug lords, and illegal immigrants, and thieves, and put 32 different criminals in the society, see whether our law enforcement is going to become better. I'll guarantee nobody going to agree to any kind of this kind of stupid experiment.
And if you
nobody going to have any possible result.
Yeah. If you're scared of getting the flu, come see us because
one treatment or go to acupuncturist.
Right. Our patients who get sick, the first thing they do is they come to us. Within a day, they're pretty much back on their feet.
99.99%. And we have each one filled out a form after the treatment. Okay. Almost 100% get better the first time. And besides, okay, this time when they test the flu vaccine, they did not put the adjuvant, so-called adjuvant, like squalene, aluminum, thimerosal, mercury, okay? But in the actual flu, you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're not giving you the same thing they test. Now, what about if they just didn't too much stuff in it? So they say, oh, we keep track of safety. How about the effectiveness? If they're not keeping track of the number of the people who take the vaccine and get sick and the number who did not get the vaccine and get sick, how are you going to compare?
How do you know that it's effective?
And the most important, How about long-term effects?
Right.
Each year, okay, you got new flu coming in. Just like each year, we have different proportion of different illegal immigrants. So are we going to dump in the different proportion in the United States and see whether they're going to prevent illegal immigration? That's so ridiculous.
60 Minutes had a special actually on Sunday on the H1N1. They had one case of a boy who was severely debilitated from the H1N1 flu. One case that they showed on there.
But then...
And they brought up the 1976 when they gave out 40 million flu vaccines and 400 people got Guillain-Barré syndrome, but they just brushed it off. 400 got Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré syndrome paralyzes you.
Okay. I just saw a news in a Chinese newspaper. There's a girl, a cheerleader, who got the flu vaccine. Now she could not walk forward.
Right.
She had to walk backward and she could not talk. Only when she run backwards that she can walk. And next time, no, we'll post that website so we can see how painful and agony that
vaccines,
she went through.
They're severe neurological side effects.
A young cheerleader.
Yeah. I mean, even any kind of vaccine you're going to talk about now, hepatitis B, there's a huge link with multiple sclerosis later on when they've been giving hepatitis B vaccines.
Eye problem. We treat a few of them already. Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. What we're talking about is the H1N1 vaccine, and we're telling you
Remember, you cannot put disease-causing microorganism in the body and prevent disease, which is so ridiculous.
Yeah, don't get scared. You know, they just don't.
You increase your health. That's how you can prevent disease. You cannot prevent disease.
It has to do with how strong your immunity is.
Put things in the body that cause disease.
Yeah, most of my patients, they come and they're like, I just got the flu vaccine last week, so I had to, and they got sick, so I didn't fix them. But you know, Jessica, she works at the hospital. She's the one who has the avascular necrosis, and they made her take the flu vaccine. She was sick the whole week, and I gave her treatment. She felt much better. So
we got to put that into my article. I'm going to, you know.
If you have any questions, give us a call. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. And anything else you want to add, Dr. Tong?
The problem is that a lot of people get sick from the vaccine, but they don't know where to go. Jessica was lucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.